Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Live from Studio C. Senor. A dimly lit room deep within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications Compound. I like the way I said bowels. And today we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
Not Trump, but P. Diddy. Getting raided, property searched, seized.
Oh, that's right. I completely forgot. As I was going to bed last night, I saw some headline ad about Puff Daddy getting his house raided. What's that all about?
Sex trafficking, allegedly, according to various law enforcement sources, not clear to me.
But like, it was a major raid. Went into his giant compound.
Compounds. One in L.A., one in Miami.
Oh, really? At the same time?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Craziness.
I don't know much about P. Diddy, but... Crack up the music, Michael. It's an intermission party. Huh? We got a band? We got intermission? What?
I was just going to bring the party down, because that's what I do.
This is P. Diddy right here, playing the trumpet there.
Really? I didn't know that. Could go with the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Holy cow. Giant container ship hits this huge bridge, brings the whole dang thing down.
With cars like on it.
Yeah, cars and people on it. Not too many, because it was 1:30 in the morning, but they're searching the icy waters now.
Not terrorism, they say. Just a bad boat driver? Guy who can't drive a cruise, a giant, whatever you call it, container ship? Actually, just bashed it into the bridge?
We have a loyal listener who is a mariner. He is an expert in these things and wrote us quite the email. He and his captain both reviewed the videotapes, and they could see when it lost power and how it lost power, according to him anyway. And so it appears to be some sort of catastrophic mechanical problem, and the thing just drifted into the bridge.
Wow, that had to be a bad feeling.
Yeah. Now that's a preliminary report, friends. Sure. Don't run to the New York Times and quote me.
All right. I don't think anybody in the world of journalism anymore cares at all about inaccurate information. So nice that you seem to. But
Yeah, no kidding. I'm going to be on a panel discussing that sort of thing in several weeks, but we had a preliminary meeting to figure out who would do what. And that was some of the old school news people were telling their old yarns about how it used to be and working for the AP and whatever. And if you did not have two rock solid on the record sources, don't print that garbage. We don't have garbage like that under our banner, sir. Now it's just the opposite. Kate Middleton, abducted by aliens, sounds great. For an alien sex change, perfect. Print it.
Kate Middleton, abducted by aliens for a sex change. Now that's a headline. So, well, people talk about clickonomics a lot, but if you think about it, so you go back in the day, clickonomics being, and we had this at one point around here, we don't anymore, where we got a report every week. How many people clicked on our website versus other radio show websites? How many people clicked on this story versus that story? We used to get that. And that will, obviously, and if you get rewarded for that financially, obviously that will drive you to do certain things. You see what things get more clicks and what things don't. But prior to Clickonomics, nobody was changing their subscriptions on a daily basis. You either subscribed to a newspaper or you didn't. So if the story showed up a day later, you wouldn't even notice. Unless you were like some sort of weirdo that subscribed to 8 newspapers and compared stories. I mean, you just got your newspaper and you would read it. What would cause you to cancel your subscription, though, is if the news turned out to be wrong a lot.
True.
So it was important for it to be accurate. Because if I subscribe to some newspaper, New York Times, or whatever, and it's regularly wrong, well, no, screw this. I'll get a newspaper that's right. So, but you wouldn't make that decision like on a second-by-second basis the way we all do now. You wake up in the morning, if you're into news, you go to whatever sites you like. Kate Middleton got abducted by aliens for a sex change. Click.
Right. Getting back to your discussion, your example of the newspaper, the morning newspaper, which you'd probably subscribe to practically for life.
Yeah.
If you were to get the news of the president's speech on housing tomorrow instead of today,
right,
how would that affect your life exactly? Right. I mean, unless the headline is swarm of killer bees coming directly at us, you're going to be fine finding out tomorrow. But we've got this frantic need to know immediately now that's kind of seeped into our consciousness. I think
I'd never even thought that through that way before with the newspaper subscriptions, but that clearly is true. You might dump your subscription if you read that whatever happened with this ship crashing in the bridge and it was wrong. That happened a couple of times. It would sour you on the paper. Nobody cares about that anymore at all because you're not subscribing. You're just clicking on it. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's not. You click on something else. It says something else. And that is, well, I don't know how we get ourselves out of this journalistically.
Well, add the amorality of Clickonomics to the desperation of all the media outlets who have, there are so many alternatives now, and many ad dollars have flowed away from more traditional media toward, you know, YouTube and Facebook and all your social media. And so you add amorality to desperation and you get organizations that will study what gets clicks. And if what gets clicks is inaccurate, fine. Dangerous, fine. Completely immoral, fine. Leads to the deaths of thousands, that's fine too. It just doesn't, it got clicks.
We've got a story about the budget and we got a story about sex trafficking dog rings. Which one do you think got more clicks?
Now, are the dogs trafficking sex scenario?
You'd have to click on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You just saw the headline. You'd have to click on it to find out. So there's a news outlet called The Dispatch, which we've talked about before that we like. But their whole thing when they started was they're not going to react to things immediately. They'll wait like a day or however long they got for it to sort out or have the facts. And I got to admit, as a subscriber to that news organization, I'm sometimes disappointed. I go for a hot take on a story and they don't have it because that's not what they do. And I'm like, oh, I guess I'll have to go somewhere else to get a hot take on this thing that somebody said 5 minutes ago. Because that's the way we're built.
Right. And well, yeah, it's interesting for our purposes. I mean, if everybody's going to be talking about, say, the bridge collapse in Baltimore on a given day, having a really incisive take tomorrow is just not as useful. given the media dynamics we've been discussing.
But I
guess we try to like go for the sweet spot around here.
No, have the worst of both worlds. That's what we go for.
Oh.
But there are podcasts, like radio show podcasts, but there are podcasts I go to that it's for analysis, over a bigger picture analysis, which I assume is some of what you come here for, that and ribald jokes.
Less of what happened and more of what it means.
Ribald, I tell you.
That's a classy word. Well done. Well played.
Well, look at my hat. This is the kind of hat a guy wears who says ribald.
Well, and it's the hat, the sport coat. You are a man of sophistication and class. Clearly.
All right.
Michael. Look at the look on Michael's face.
I'm not going to say a thing.
Yeah. There you go. That's good policy.
I'll be going through the McDonald's drive-thru later with ketchup on my shirt. This ribald, classy guy. There's another thing I wanted to comment on the news of the day. There's a poll out that makes Democrats happy. I actually think it should make Republicans happy. It looks like some movement toward Biden in a couple of the swing states. And big deals are being made out of it on left-leaning media, which is all of media except for like two outlets.
Is it not March of the year still?
Yeah, that's my point, really. And I say good. If that gives the Democratic Party the reason to think, okay, things are going to be fine, we'll stick with Joe, then hurrah. Have a little good news. Hang on to him. Give it your best shot.
Joe and Kamala. Which must always be included.
Ride that one-eyed, gimpy horse all the way to the finish line. See how it works.
Pull that bat and kept care.
We got to have that clip from yesterday of Kamala Handy, Michael. I say that is in her... That's on her greatest hits album. It might not be on the first side, but it's a side. Listen to me, an old guy.
We should start the show officially so we don't get in trouble with the FCC. There are some other news stories of the day to get into. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is Tuesday. How did it already get to be March the 26th, the year 2024? Oh, my gosh. It's 3-26-24. That number will... Is that a good... That doesn't mean anything.
No. Is it supposed to?
I don't know. There was one the other day that was supposed to mean something. I couldn't figure out what it was. It's like, oh, my gosh, that won't happen again for 100 years. And I thought, I don't know. I don't even know what's happening now.
Again, how does this affect your life?
The year 2024. Life will not be a boring 24. We are Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
Let's begin the show then. Officially, according to FCC rules and regulations, leaping into action at Mark.
What is carbon dioxide?
I went to high school, but that's carbon dioxide is a gas.
Okay. Is it the major part of our atmosphere?
Or? It's a huge part of our atmosphere, yes.
It's actually a very small part of our atmosphere.
Well, okay.
What that?
That was an expert witness who was a skier who was testifying in front of the Senate about climate change, called by the good folks on the Democrat side, I guess.
Why'd they bring a skier on to talk about it?
I don't know, because he's handsome.
Was he just saying stuff like, I've been skiing for 20 years, man, and I've never seen so little snow? I mean, like that sort of thing, for real?
Yeah, I expect that was what he was there for. But old John Kennedy, old homespun John Kennedy, so good with a quip. Have you ever noticed that? He went after the guy in his gentle southern way and undressed him in front of the world.
I'm looking up at the TV and I'm seeing the headline, Hush Money Trial Set to Begin April 15th. I don't know why that makes me so angry that people continue to refer to it as the Hush Money Trial. To me, it's just like a big, giant emblem of nobody cares about journalism.
Right.
That's not what he's on trial for.
Well, and what he's on trial for is so strange. I was struggling to remember it yesterday because I remembered it was convoluted and odd and had to do with the election and such. But it is a stretch. It's beyond a stretch.
It's a campaign finance trial, right? Isn't it?
It's a local DA charging for a federal crime in a truly novel legal approach.
But the fact that it's a porn star he had sex with is not the issue. It could have been I don't know, anything. It could have been a radio station he bought advertising on.
Sure, it could be an employee he was mean to, and he'd prefer that not come out, so he offered them a non-disclosure agreement in return for money.
But it's the way you use the money. Where the money came from.
Right.
That's the trial. I realize that's not a very exciting name, but that's just to make the point that it's not near as exciting as it sounds, the hush money trial. There, it's not about proving that he had sex with her.
No, it's a federal paperwork trial.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, how's mailbag look?
Oh, it's pretty good. It'll do. It's about Tuesday quality, honestly.
Do I understand we have a longer version of that skier being grilled and it's entertaining? Because I haven't heard it.
For sure, for sure.
Awesome. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe and I, during the commercials, are just talking about how do you sleep at night? You know, wake it up and you can't get back to sleep. We should talk about it. I mean, you talk about a topic that relates to everybody as opposed to some news story nobody will remember a week from now. Everybody needs to sleep, has times where they can't sleep, wishes they could get more sleep.
My mind racing, thinking about all the terrible things I've done.
Oh, the guilt.
Oh, the guilt. So much guilt. Hey, how about a freedom-loving quote of the day? What do you think of that? Going way back to Plato of old, the ancient philosopher. Who sent this along? I meant to give credit for it. Oh, sorry.
Which one was Socrates' student? Plato or Aristotle? I get those people mixed up.
I'm not good with guessing.
I'm not good with your ancient philosophers.
Yeah, I like to grasp the ideas if I can, but the whole being able to recite who is who and the rest, nah.
Can you Google that for me, Katie? Who was Socrates' student, Plato or Aristotle? Go ahead.
I thought Plato was the old fella. He was the OG, if you will. Anyway, here's what he said. One of the penalties for refusing to participate in politics is that you end up being governed by your inferiors.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. That's worth remembering. What is it, Katie?
Plato.
Plato is Socrates' student. Okay.
Okay. So here's my reply. You end up being governed by your inferiors. That's the way we want it. So if anybody good gets in politics, we make it so miserable they get out. Signed, professional campaign consultants.
Yeah, but it is worth remembering for yourself, or, you know, I don't know if you ought to tell your friends who don't vote, unless you have that kind of relationship. But that is the problem. If you decide, that all is a bunch of crap, I'm not going to participate. Okay, well, then a whole bunch of things are going to happen that you might not like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they might happen anyway, but at least you gave it a try. Mailbag.
On the other hand, I know many people who don't engage the world in politics at all. They seem to be pretty flippin' happy. They seem to be pretty carefree. They're probably not waking up and having trouble getting back to sleep.
So Plato would hit him with that whole, you're being governed by your inferiors, and they'd say, it's all right.
Yeah.
No. These are bad people who make bad decisions. Yeah, I know. I get it. I'm fine. Look at my house. Look at my wife. Look at my kids. I'm fine. Look at my dog. Got a fine-looking dog. Got it all. You can drop us a note anytime, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. So, big boat with lots of cargo directly into the main bridge pillar. Sabotage, just like planes into the Twin Towers. Who is at the boat's helm? $2 says Abu did it with a barge at the bridge in the dark. Wow, a jaunty Clue reference there.
Sure. It's kind of interesting that when I woke up and saw this story, didn't cross my mind that it would be terrorism. 20 years ago, it would have been everybody's first thought.
Even in the wake of the Russia collapse. I had the same reaction, by the way. I just thought, oh my gosh, I wonder what went wrong.
Yeah.
Which seems to be the case, but we'll see. Jess in Wiley, Texas writes, P. Diddy found a job that makes his heart sing. You see the footage of him having all his homes raided by the FBI? Allegedly, he's been pimping hoes. Doubt he needs the cash. He probably just has a passion for it. Wonder if he's ever been to Hillary Clinton's pizza parlor. Oh, that's not helpful at all.
So did he have, did somebody in his orbit have a 17-year-old girlfriend? Or is he like, you know, moving hundreds of women around for prostitution?
All of the news accounts mention that he's been accused of sexual assault a handful of times in recent months. How that relates, if it relates, I do not know. There is not much information out.
Yeah, that unfortunately happens. The multiple homes don't get raided by the feds. It's got to be something.
I would agree.
Big.
Yeah, something is up, no doubt.
Huh. We'll bring you up to speed on more news, including other rappers, maybe. that's what we do. All the news.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heavily armed federal authorities raiding homes belonging to legendary rapper and entertainment mogul Sean Diddy Combs. Agents from Homeland Security Investigations seen in fatigues and body armor entering his home in the wealthy L.A. enclave of Holmby Hills. Combs' two sons reportedly detained at the scene, and more agents at his mansion in Miami. The Department of Homeland Security executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation. This case is being handled out of the Southern District of New York. And the investigation involves allegations of human trafficking, allegations he denies.
Well, 8 million people have come across the border illegal, but at least the DH secretary got Puff Daddy. I don't know what he's done. Maybe he's done something horrible, and I'm glad he's arrested. Is he arrested or just people at his place? I don't know. I wasn't paying close enough attention because I don't know anything about P. Diddy.
Yeah, neither do I, really, other than he's a billionaire and a rapper who built a clothing brand, blah, blah, blah. But The information is sketchy, possibly about human trafficking. They mention that the 54-year-old mogul has been sued a number of times recently. In November, he was sued by his former girlfriend, the singer Cassandra Cassie Ventura, accusing him of physical and mental abuse spanning roughly a decade. That was settled the following day. Another suit, Joy Dickerson Neal alleges Combs drugged, sexually assaulted, and abused her after a date in New York City in 1991. She also claims Combs drugged her before videotaping himself sexually assaulting her.
Oh, my God.
In a second suit,
those are bad things, but that doesn't bring, like, feds into your house with body armor on, usually. That's a local police thing, isn't it?
Well, yeah, except that in a second suit, an unnamed claimant alleged Combs and a friend forced her into having sex after a party. Also claims Combs later visited the claimant's home, physically assaulted her, choking her until she passed out. What I think they're angling toward is there's a pattern of this behavior aided and abetted by his associates, and it's essentially a conspiracy to... traffic, that's such a, odd term, to hold, coerce, cause people to have sex against their will.
Okay.
It's a criminal enterprise, or so it seems. For what it's worth, in December, Combs released a statement on social media platform X titled, "Enough is Enough," and I quote, "Sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday. Let me be absolutely clear, I did not do any of the awful things being alleged."
Okay. We'll see.
On the other hand, last month, Rodney Lil Rod Jones Jr. I'm not accepting the nickname Lil Rod. It's just too much. Anyway, he's a music producer who worked on a recent album with Combs, filed a lawsuit accusing him of sexual harassment, among other things, sexually harassing the dude. Quote, "Mr. Jones has secured hundreds of hours of footage and audio recordings of Mr. Combs, his staff, and his guests engaging in serious illegal activity," according to the lawsuit.
Okay. It must be pretty serious, because a lot of that stuff you mentioned, I think every city in America has got 5 massage parlors doing the same thing.
Drugging people and making them have sex against their will?
Well, certainly having sex against their will, basically being held, and they don't have any rights. That happens all over America, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely true, and it's a serious crime, and the DOJ tries to bust people for it.
Another question for you, since you almost went to law school. So this headline that is out today, a British court has ruled that Julian Assange, who's still holed up there, would not be extradited to the United States without assurances about his treatment in the United States. Britain's worried that we won't treat Julian Assange well and won't extradite him until they have assurances.
I haven't followed that story really for years carefully. I know they won't extradite him to face the death penalty, but that's not in play here. Don't want him shipped to Gitmo. I don't know.
Huh. I've always wanted him to end up here so we can have the big trial and the big national conversation about what are secrets and what we have a right to know and don't have a right to know and all that sort of stuff. I thought that would be fantastic, but maybe that's not going to happen.
I think it would be useful, too. I'm not sure he'd be willing to play along, just because right now I believe our intelligence services are to some extent running amok. I think they're going over lines that we wouldn't be comfortable with as citizens. And that is, in case you're like, whoa, hey, they're trying to protect us. Yeah, I know they are. And there are a lot of great folks doing that. But the entire history, and I mean the entire history of intelligence services for this country and others, is that they constantly cross the line. And you must cut. They're like an overly energetic dog. You have to spend all of your time reining them in or they will go nuts.
So I wanted to get this on again this time of the day because we mentioned it yesterday later in the program and you might not have heard it, and I'm just so excited about it. This Harvard-Harris poll that came out. 3/4 of Americans are voters, actually. 3/4 of voters are fine with the term illegal immigrant. So if you were getting the idea that saying illegal immigrant is somehow Boy, you're getting out there kind of into some dangerous territory in terms of, you know, offending people around you. Three quarters of voters are okay with the term illegal immigrant, the term that the president of the United States bent over backwards to apologize for saying. I don't know who's advising.
For saying about a cold-blooded murderer.
Yeah, about somebody who was, one, an illegal immigrant, and two, a murderer.
What a great example. I think you described it well, the way a lot of people feel. Like, can I say this, or is this borderline racist if I say this? No. See, that's a great example of the distorted view of the world you get from the mainstream media, because they would have you believe that only a Klansman or some sort of vigilante lunatic would ever use the term illegal alien, even though that's exactly the way they're described in the relevant federal code.
Well, when the president used the term illegal immigrant in the State of the Union address, and then the pushback, or the reports of pushback in mainstream media that made it seem like it was a real story. Three quarters of Americans are perfectly fine with the term.
Right.
Isn't
right.
that amazing?
Well, and the left is so good at using our, you know, people's morality against them, convincing them that using a term that everybody understands and everybody knows what it means, and it's not particularly loaded at all, but you convince people that it is, then you ask them, what should I call them? And then the left gets you to use their language, like migrants or undocumented workers or what have you. Don't do it. Say, no, they're an illegal immigrant. Everybody knows what I mean.
You're talking about how far away the presidential election is, and it is a long way away. But to me, that amount of time, 8 months or whatever it is left, is either Joe Biden finds his own talent that he used to have for understanding, you know, the middle part of America and appealing to it, or he doesn't. He continues to be led around by young staffers who are on Twitter all day long and Instagram. Because he is so off on so many topics. For instance, Marjorie Taylor Greene forcing him at the State of the Union address to mention Lake and Riley. And he brings up her name, and that's when he said illegal immigrant. Two-thirds of voters have heard that story. That's an amazing penetration for a story.
Wow. Wow, yeah. That's impressive.
And 70% believe the case shows the U.S. needs stricter immigration policies. So he'd have been on such solid ground. It was on such solid ground to call the person illegal and then to, and, you know, say this is no good and we got to do something about it. I mean, overwhelmingly, you're supported by voters for that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was treated like, boy, he really got out there on the edge of what's okay and what's not. No, he is right in the center of a political story with what he said. Maybe he's smart, you know, more with it than I think, and he knew that. That wasn't an accident. He got illegal out there. He got the this is awful out there. He knows that 70% of America agrees with him. And then he'd let the pundits say what they want and apologize to a university or whatever. I don't
know. I'm not buying it. He just doesn't know what he's saying. Yeah. He's a senile old man who resorted to the terms of yesteryear, as happens. Just earlier today, and I'm not that nearly Joe Biden's age. Oh, I had a long conversation with my dad last night. And he is going to turn 84 this year. And he is so much sharper and more energetic than Joe Biden. Right. And he's at home recuperating from being run over with a golf cart. Anyway.
Have you told that story? If you have, I don't know how I would have forgotten it.
Have I, Michael? Have I told? No.
I don't know how I would forget that story.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. On that after a quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. Did you know that according to FBI property crime data, most home break-ins happen in broad daylight? I know most of us think about protecting ourselves and our family at night, and that's important, but it's when you're gone during the day. That's why we recommend Simply Safe Home Security.
With 24/7 live guard protection and the smart alarm indoor camera, agents can actually talk to intruders in real time, scaring them off. You install the system the way you want to do it. You do it yourself, or you can have the professionals help you if you want. And it's about $1 a day, which is amazing. 60-day risk-free trial. If you don't love it, return it for a full refund.
Man, I would love to do that job for Simply Safe, talking to the criminals through the speakers, through the camera. I'm behind the door with a chainsaw. just scare the hell out of them while the cops are on their way. Keep your stuff safe. Keep your loved ones safe. Simply Safe Home Security. You can install the system your way. It's easy to do yourself or get their professionals to do it for you. It's risk-free, money-back guarantee, etc. Customize it for your home. Protect your home today. Our listeners get a special 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
God dang it. The Supreme Court is hearing some adoption, or I mean, adoption. Oof, that's a, whoa. Was that a Freudian slip? What was that in my brain? Because I meant to say abortion, but I said adoption. Right. Which is obviously
similar words. But,
it's obviously an option a lot of people push as opposed to abortion. But anyway, Supreme Court hearing an abortion pill case today. How big a role is abortion going to play in the election? The Democrats are hoping a lot. I just can't hope hard enough for the topic to just kind of go away. But
yeah, no kidding. I was reading up on the abortion pill case and the two sides, what they're arguing, and there's so much. Why don't we call it mismatched medical claims on the two sides? And it feels to me like ideology is looking for medical reasoning to back it up as opposed to vice versa. And so I was really kind of hoping to avoid talking about it today.
Right, right. Well, yeah, we don't have to.
Yeah, yeah. But the Supes are taking on all sorts of interesting stuff this session. Where they go with the decisions, nobody knows, including the Trump immunity case. That's of enormous historical significance.
Now, that one they'll probably announce a ruling on as soon as they can, won't they? As opposed to the other ones where they'll run out in June, say some inflammatory things and run to their cars and disappear.
Right. Hightail it. Yeah. They almost have to because Jack Smith is waiting for their word on whether he can go forward with certain aspects of his federal cases.
Yeah. Okay. So we got Katie's headlines on the way, more news of the day, and a whole bunch of stuff to get into today. What is the thing I really wanted to? Maybe the most glaring example of hypocrisy in mainstream media that happened over the weekend, and it just sunk into my head over the last 24 hours. We got to talk about that later. But Katie's headlines next. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would like to read the entire opinion piece I just read about how awful it was that the Biden administration abandoned Israel at the UN yesterday in that vote at the Security Council. We'll have to talk about that later. Michael, I need your help. They're talking donuts out there in the newsroom.
You should have two.
You. That is not what I was looking for.
Wow.
I was thinking, because I know you're, because of health reasons, you're trying to be, maybe we could do some sort of buddy thing. Like, what do they call that when you, there's a name for that.
It's a support system.
Yeah.
Yeah, support system. It's like a something.
Just a diet buddy, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Your sponsor.
Yeah, so I'm supporting you eating.
My donut sponsor. You're supporting me eating. No, we're gonna have each other's back and encourage each other. You're doing a good job staying strong, staying away from the donuts, that sort of thing.
All right.
Because
it doesn't appear he's interested in the job.
If there's if there is such thing as kryptonite for humans, I mean, that is my
donuts.
Kryptonite. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Well, listen, what we need to do is reassess the question of incentives and disincentives in this conversation. If you were to pay Michael, say, $20 every time he somehow got you to not eat a donut, he would be incentivized.
Now I'm interested.
There you go. Exactly. Slap it out of his hand. Lecture him. Hold a mirror up. Say you got a head like a basketball. Whatever it takes.
I can walk out there, naked woman who wants to have sex with me. If I'm in a relationship, it doesn't even cross my mind. I walk away from it. Donuts? Not a chance.
Wow. Wow. You lust in your heart for donuts.
I do.
Hey, let's figure out who's reporting what. Let's get to the lead story with Katie Green. Katie.
Thank you, guys. From the Wall Street Journal, the other border wall going up south of the U.S. The Dominican Republic is constructing a wall to keep the Haitians out that are fleeing all the chaos going on over there.
Yeah, and it's really, really effective building a high wall. And then that frees up your personnel to be in the places where walls are impractical. It's funny how simple and effective that is.
From CNN, extraordinary archive of ancient brains could help shed light on mental illness.
How do they have an archive of ancient brains?
That's the real story, but apparently they have 570 ancient brains in England that they're studying to see if the mental illnesses we have today existed back then.
How ancient?
One of them's up to 8,000 years old.
Whoa!
That's
from
pretty
Stone
ancient.
Age Sweden.
I got a.
And they think they can assess the mental illness and stuff from some calcified old brain? I gotta read more about this.
To see if they were around then or if the way we're living now causes the mental illness we have.
I don't know how much luck they'll have with that, but if you could determine that, look, 1,000 years ago, there was no depression. All right? It just wasn't a thing. That'd be interesting to know.
From Breitbart.com, the latest Google gaffe. Search giant's AI points users towards scam and malware sites. Apparently, they have this search generative experience, and it's recommending malware, fake giveaways, and unwanted browser extensions.
Yeah, we were talking the other day about Google getting less good. In fact, there's a website out there I guess you can go to that somehow will show you what the Google search would have given you 20 years ago versus now.
Oh, fun.
But I was searching something the other day, and it's just like, this is practically worthless. It's all sponsored stuff or political views that I don't agree with. It's not Google used to be.
It strikes me that the internet it's long been like a car with very poor steering and suspension. It can go fast, but it's tough to keep it on the rails. Well, this AI stuff, they've announced now we can make it go even faster. And the rest of us are saying, how's the steering and the suspension and the brakes? We don't care about that.
Right, yeah.
It's just gotten more dangerous and out of control.
From USA Today, Dollar Tree to increase max price in stores to $7. Reports higher income shoppers.
Yeah, the $7 tree, I don't know how good a name that is. But.
Well, here's the thing from this. Their stores offer products from price points ranging from $150 to $7.
Yeah, you got no choice. Inflation, man.
Well, it's less a tree full of things that cost a dollar and more a tree that will save you dollars. It's a dollar tree. Let's not get overly literal about this.
From Fox News, California border officials find 3,000 pounds of meth in a shipment of carrots.
Mm.
From the New York Post, Washington State crime spree suspect gets stuck on telephone wire while running from police. He tried to jump off someone's roof and get across the street on the telephone wire, and his leg got caught.
That was a good plan for a couple of seconds, I'm guessing.
From page...
I wonder how long I can run across this. Ah!
From page six, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce shut down gym for private workouts as members wait for 2 hours outside. And finally, the Babylon Bee. Meghan Markle announces Netflix show about how hard it's been dealing with Kate Middleton's cancer diagnosis.
That made me laugh.
You know, I must repeat what I said a while back. After the Super Bowl, it's the off season. This is the Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift off season.
Right.
I don't want to hear about them.
Right, exactly.
No interest.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Armstrong and Getty.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.